Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show. Marianne, how are you doing today?
I'm amazing, Jello. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much for asking and for being on the show. I know you have a lot of things to do. Really appreciate this. So what we wanted to do was just to, of course, get to know more about you and your experience with CyberBacker. But before we head on to that, though, I need your help here real quick. Can you tell us something about yourself and what you do, Marianne?
Sure. I'm Marianne Gillespie. I'm the CEO of Red Apple Coaching Consulting. I am a real estate and business elite coach, and I own the company, and I coach some of the top agents in the world. So 7 out of the 10 top in the country. And I'm also an Ironman World Championship athlete. I'm ranked number 19.
Wow. Gosh, I can only imagine how crazy your calendar must look like. A lot on your plate every time.
Oh, yeah. But that's okay. You know what? I love you guys. I'm happy to help share some good news.
Of course. We really, really appreciate that. So you. If you don't mind me asking too, how long have you been in business now?
I've been in business for about 15 years now, going on 15 years in general. My own company I've owned for about 6 years, but 15 years in coaching and about 25,000 billable coaching hours myself.
Wow, gosh, that's a ton of experience right there. Tons of experience. Now, how about working with someone virtual, though? Just like what you're doing with your CyberBacker. Is this a first for you?
Yeah, it's not a first. It's the first that's actually worked out, but it's not the first, but it is definitely the first that has worked out for this long period of time.
Perfect. Good to know. And how long have you been working with your CyberBacker specifically?
Just a year and a month now, full-time, year and a month.
Gosh. So new partnership right there, a year and 1 month with your CyberBacker. Now, I'm quite curious, though. Let's go back, let's say a year ago before you even got to speak with CyberBacker or get partnered with CyberBacker. What were the things that you needed help with in the business? That's why you wanted virtual leverage in the business.
Well, what I wanted was somebody who could, really operate the systems, mm-hmm. We have some really good systems, but it's really, we're so busy all the time that I needed somebody who can really do great task management, the systems, maybe not so much work on our bigger projects, but somebody to handle all the day-to-day repetitive systems that, we really need the help with, because sometimes you can fall short of them, and right. Somebody who can actually manage their clients, respond to things quicker, and then to also assist with overseeing some of the other areas that we're working on as well. So a very, very, a very critical support role.
Of course. Just having someone that would make sure that nothing falls through the cracks, right?
100%. Like it's my schedule. Like my schedule is crazy. Like even having somebody who can run it, book me in my appointments, like move everybody around if something happens, like needing having that person who has the ability to do all that very quickly is very critical. Instead of operations, just like that person that works directly with me, the CEO.
Yes, of course. Vital piece of the business, of course.
100%.
Now, talk to me more about your CyberBacker. And what's it like working with her every day? What's she like as a person?
Gosh, she's great. She's amazing. Like what I really love is the process that you guys did. It allowed us to kind of have a snapshot. It allowed them to choose us based on who we were, and then also allowed us to say, yes, that's a great fit for us. So Rochelle is amazing. She's awesome. She is just probably one of the hardest workers there is. Super knowledgeable, super coachable. I literally could not even say anything. Every time you guys send me feedback, you're like, feedback. And I'm like, there's nothing negative to say. So it's just been such a great experience. Like incredible. She's probably, like I said, I mean, I sometimes wish that, we could find, people in my own city that could have the work ethic that she has. And it's impossible.
The way you talk about it just feels like you've been working for more, not just a year and 1 month, just feels like more than that. The way the partnership that you've created together.
She would probably say it feels like more too. She's like, oh yeah, she makes me work hard. No, but yeah. I mean, she works very, very hard. I never have to question it ever.
Yeah. Seems to me you've already found that perfect CyberBacker to help you in the business. Now, talking about that perfect fit, with you and your cyberbacker? Any tips that you can share with other business owners looking into diving into the virtual leverage when looking for that perfect cyberbacker of theirs?
Yeah, I would say like the biggest lesson that I've learned is that, you know, you have to always be looking at how you are as a leader and how you work with your cyberbacker. Because, you know, for me, you know, I have this tendency to move too fast and, you know, I could, you know, kind of just put too much on somebody's plate. But communication is important. And absolutely, we noticed that things get really better. For a while, I wasn't doing weekly meetings. I was kind of just go, 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 because we're very systemized. But then I realized, like, you know what, you have to treat your cyberbacker like they're somebody who is within your organization currently. Include them in team meetings, have the regular updates with them. We're excellent at project management. We use Asana together. So for us, it's like incredible. So I would say for us, like, we have the tools to make sure that her stuff's in Asana, my stuff, and we communicate very efficiently. And I would say that came with a lot of me learning as a leader. I think if a lot of people don't have success with their cyberbacker, me personally would say that it probably starts with the leader. And how are we communicating? Are we training them? Are we allowing them to be part of our team? And so that was a big lesson for me. And I think that is a big role of success right now, is giving that space to sort of, you know, make sure that they feel part of the team.
Absolutely agree with you there. Imagine they're already working away, like thousands of miles away from you. And if you don't really bring them in, make them feel a part of something, I don't think the partnership's ever going to work out. Also, one of the things at the top of the list, I think, is also communication, because cyberbacks aren't mind readers. If you don't tell them what to do, how you want it, again, it's not going to work.
And a lot of people feel they are. And I think that that's a big misconception. And even myself, I'm like, how, you know, you have to stop for a second and say, okay, like, how would they know this? How would they know that I'm having a bad day? Or how would they know that, you know what, maybe something's happening here? They don't know because they're not with you. So you do have to have that communication. So we do communicate, like, not just on Asana. Mm-hmm. We communicate on WhatsApp probably like 100 times a day.
Gosh, so really a lot of avenues of communication right there then. Now, more about your cyberbacker, Rochelle. What are the tasks that she helps out with every day?
Like everything? No, so I mean, my calendar management is a nightmare. So she really runs the whole calendar management. She does almost everything. Like, I'll be very honest, she's very versatile, which is incredible. So she'll help out with like doing my MailChimp campaigns. If we need to do campaigns, she'll help with that. We do a lot of coaching and onboarding. So she handles all the onboarding process. She handles all the offboarding process as well. She handles like marketing stuff. She handles tons of email communications. She helps write when we need to send proposals out. There is nothing like website updating with events. Mm-hmm. There's nothing she doesn't do. Like, we got 4 speaking requests today and she sent it out. Boom, 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 boom. She's like, no problem, no problem. Here's the bio for this one. Here's that. Like, she manages everything. So it's incredible what she does. That's probably also why, like, you know, again, you have to, you know, you always have to remember, you have to give good bonuses and you also have to increase their wages too. So like, it is, you know, don't be cheap. So do not totally be cheap. Agree. Yeah.
100% agree with you there. Again, it just shows appreciation as well as to their job that they're doing, that they're really doing a great job. I mean, right?
100%. She does an amazing job. She's outstanding. And if anybody sees this and asks for her, you can't have her. So no, I almost don't want to say how good she is. I'm like, I don't want to say it because somebody might be like, well, I want her. No.
Don't worry. No one's going to take her away from you.
Nobody can.
Nobody can. Nobody will ever try even. Now, more about the partnership then. Just the way you talk about her, just really a strong partnership that you've built with her. During the beginning, did you set any expectations, any proper expectations with her before the partnership started?
Okay, I'm going to be very honest with you. No, because I had really bad experiences. So I did go into it thinking this was no way going to be a good experience. Like, I was like, this is just going to end up, it's going to be like the others where it's just not going to work. The communication isn't going to be there. So I actually didn't set up any expectations with her. We just kind of rolled into the expectations. And I think that was actually kind of good. It's like, we got to sort of see, like, I know I have to train. So I spent some time training. Mm-hmm. And then I gradually got to, you know, I just made sure. I said, if you have a problem or if there's something you need, like open communication was more critical than anything else. I never set up expectations. We actually have like set up expectations as we go, because I think that, you know, that's part of getting to know people. Yeah. Sometimes like I didn't know how good it could be. And then when you realize that, you can really then set up the expectations. So there was a little bit of freedom for that. And we did them as we went.
Absolutely agree with, especially again, just going back to that point, really, really boils down to communication, especially in a virtual partnership, just like this one. Now, another question that I have, how about challenges? I know in any kind of partnership, there could be challenges, right? Have you encountered any working with Cyberbacker so far?
I haven't. Like sometimes I feel like sometimes maybe a challenge might be is we as leaders aren't getting enough feedback from Cyberbacker. Like, you know, it would be, we're always giving feedback about Rochelle and like we get the emails and like the emails will come back. So I feel like there should be some coaching and training for us. And I think that if I was to give some feedback to the owners, I would say there almost should be like some training sessions that are mandatory for us as CEOs, even though we're very busy. There should almost be something that says, look, once a month or, you know, before you start with them, you must attend a 1-hour training session with a Cyberbacker coach or something to say, look, this is how you communicate. This is how you do it. Because I didn't know. And I learned a lot of this stuff as we go. And, you know, that's not okay. Like there's cultural differences. There's lots of things that we don't know. Holidays, how do we handle them? Do they work? Do they not work? Like we don't know this stuff. So it's kind of, I feel like there's an element where we should get a little bit of, you know, once a month coaching and training that's mandatory with you guys, because I think 99% of the problems with virtual is actually not the actual assistants. It's actually, like I said, the CEOs. We don't know any better because there's so many companies that aren't doing it right that I think we need to be educated. Like what's our role? Not just always about the Cyberbacker, but it's like, what am I doing wrong? And because I learned really hard, you know, some of the things that I'm doing wrong as a CEO, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And you know, that's important. So I would say that's probably the biggest growing pain that could be solved.
Right there. It's a great suggestion. Of course, again, it just strengthens the bond between you and your Cyberbacker, not just you giving the feedback, but of course, your Cyberbacker as well. That could really help the partnership grow even more, be more successful, of course, in the future. Now, one last question while I still have you here, Marianne.
Yeah.
What's been the biggest impact of virtual leverage in your life so far or in the business?
I think like the biggest impact has just been, I think when you find somebody that's, you know, that's really a good fit for you, I think the biggest impact is just peace of mind. Like, so often we're control freaks, you know, as CEOs and whatnot, we try to control and manage everything. And I think the biggest impact for me has been a lower stress level. Like knowing that I have somebody that I know can handle stuff now that is very systematic. She understands my business. It's this really good freedom that's involved saying, you know what, I feel really good. And it's like, you know, when Rochelle asked me and she's like, hey, can I take a week off? I'm like, yeah. Like, you know, for me, like that's awesome, is to have that freedom of feeling like she's part of our team. You know, and she is welcome and she understands the business. And I just, you know, it's a great feeling. It's like when you finally have somebody who's working, you know, and it's virtual, it's just awesome. Like it's a really good feeling. So peace of mind, lack of stress, you know, no anxiety around it. It's just a really good transition. There's been nothing that's been dramatic at all. And it's been a year and a month and it's like, nothing happens that would make me be like, you know, it's awesome. Awesome. I really, really am happy with you guys, how you handle it. I love your communication. It's outstanding. Very, very professional.
There's already a lot of success in a year and a month. Imagine what you and your Cyberbacker and this partnership can do, let's say in another year, 2 years time. That's the exciting part, right?
It is exciting. I really love it. I mean, we're expanding. So now I'm even more excited. And so, so it's great. Yeah. We love it. So tons we'll be bringing more Cyberbackers on too.
That's going to be great. Of course, tons of growth for you and your Cyberbacker and Cyberbackers in the future. Now, before we forget, I forgot to tell you, your Cyberbacker is going to be able to listen and watch this. So before we go,
that's great.
Would you want to give her a quick shout out on the show?
Hi, Rochelle. I just want to say thank you so much. I know I don't get to say it all the time because I'm so busy, but you're absolutely freaking awesome. And so I've never been happier. And I honestly, like, best decision ever. And I'm glad that You picked me and I picked you. So it was a perfect match. I'm so looking forward to it. And we have more help coming for you on May 28th. So we're expanding. So it's awesome.
It's going to be very exciting. Of course, we too are very excited to see the continued success of this partnership. And again, Marianne, thank you very much for your time. I had fun talking to you today.
I had fun too. Thank you so much for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.